And in today's story, Padre Pio is going to give us five counsels for Lent. So please do stay tuned to find out more. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring you a series of short stories on the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio, and especially to see what his intercession can do for you. A reminder that we do have a Lenten selection of videos, and you can go to the video description below to see our Lenten selection of videos, different videos every week. Do also help us in our Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and share the video with your friends and colleagues. Subscribe to our channel as well. Now, Lent, of course, is a time when we meditate on God's great display of love to all of us, and that is particularly seen in the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. And our spiritual time during these 40 days of Lent should really be focused on the passion, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. So, to help us with this, we make sacrifices and we do little penances and we fast, and of course we pray and attend the sacraments. Now, Padre Pio, of course, he would frequently meditate on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, and this really helped him to advance in his spiritual life to the heights of sanctity. And we're going to summarize Padre Pio's advice in these 5 points you'll see below. But just before that, we have to bear in mind that if we prepare ourselves well for Lent, then of course the devil and the demons are going to get really furious. So we should expect all sorts of temptations to come along that we didn't have before. Now, Padre Pio gives us these 5 counsels in order to overcome these temptations. And he says, the first point, do not be worried and preoccupied about tomorrow, but just be good today. Do good today. So this is against us being discouraged. And so we must just take these 40 days, one day at a time, trying to make each day slightly better than the one before. And if we fail at that today, then don't give up. Tomorrow we keep aiming higher. So Lent, of course, is a struggle requiring perseverance, and we aim in to really show and to demonstrate that we are appreciative of what our Lord did for us. In the second point, Padre Pio tells us, if fear makes us distressed, then we say with Saint Peter the Apostle, Lord, save me. And our Lord extends his hands and holds our hands and lifts us up, so that we may again walk joyfully with him. And this advice is against the sin of pride, because we require humility to recognize us and to ask our Lord to help us. And at the same time, we realize that the devil hates both God but also man. And so when he acts, he aims to strike us down, and he aims for our weaknesses and vulnerabilities. God lifts us up, the devil wants to crush us down. But we will overcome if we recognize our need for help from heaven. So it takes humility to recognize that, and so we can take advantage of this fight against our pride by recognizing our own weakness. In the third point, the demons, Padre Pio says, do not sleep in order to take us to damnation. But at the same time, our Lord will not abandon us, not even for an instant. So this is against the temptation to despair. And so we know that our guardian angels, our Lord, and the Holy Virgin Mary, they are always by our side, regardless of whether we realize this or not. And we know, because our Lord said from the cross, woman, behold your son. That was to Saint John the Apostle, and Saint John represented all of humankind. So we can be assured that Our Lady is always with us. And so there is no reason to fear or to mistrust, because the Mother of our Savior is by our side, helping us each day to win our battles. In the fourth point, Padre Pio says we must be like spiritual bees. who bring only good things, honey and wax, to the hive, so that in our conversation, our homes may be filled with docility and peace and harmony and humility and piety. So if we only bring good things back, then that's what our homes will be filled with. And this is against hypocrisy. Because as St. James tells us, faith without works is dead. And so we must apply this to all aspects of our lives. And our spiritual exercises, that is prayer, meditation, adoration, they should produce good fruits. It's not just a matter of trying to obtain consolations and sentiments, but we need to fight for, we need to win the graces necessary for the best of our salvation. And then in the final, the fifth point, a penitent, Padre Pio says, express this fear to him of falling again. And so Padre Pio told him, I will be with you. Do you think, my son, that I will let you fall again? A soul that I have raised, go in peace and have confidence. And so this is against the temptation to wickedness. We need to have confidence in God that he will help us. Of course, this involves the virtue called faith, the virtue of faith, and this makes us believe even if things seem to indicate and point to the contrary. So our Lord himself promised that he would be with us even to the end of time. And so if we are afraid, our Lord was also afraid in the Garden of Gethsemane, we must still have confidence in him. And we can say with the other believers, Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief. And then next time on this channel, we're going to have another video on Padre Pio, on another story, a fantastic story, we hope, on Padre Pio. Please do join us for that video. And a reminder that we do have a Lenten selection of videos, and you can go to the video description below to see our Lenten selection of videos. We do encourage you to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a Mass every Friday, which is dedicated especially to Padre Pio, and we'll bring your intentions to this Mass if you enroll them.